from the film Josie and the Pussycats, not the TV show. From the film, though, the title track to the TV show Josie and the Pussycats, which, believe it or not, that song actually, the TV show debuted on this day back in 1970. So let me do the math. That was 55 years ago. So Josie's got a couple years on her now. I don't know, the film movie thingy that I just played off of, I forget when that came out. I'll say like the early 2000s, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Before that, it was the all-girl summer fun band from their 2004 release, 2, with a Parallel Park. Air Miami gave us I Hate Milk. Played some XTC in there from their 1978 White Music album. With This Is Pop. Speaking of XTC, founding member of XTC, Barry Andrews, who played on that album. He was on the first two XTC albums. It's his birthday. He's 69 years old today, so happy birthday, Barry. I'll play some more Barry stuff from other projects he did once he left XTC. And then The Innocents from 1982. From a self-titled album on Boardwalk Records that I just happened to stumble upon in the vinyl section of the library with Stop Shooting Up Stars. Gets me to where we are now, which is just a couple minutes past the top of the hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach. And speaking of TV shows that debuted on this day, I believe Lassie actually debuted on this day, like in 1954. I believe. That one, I'm not positive. I'm a little fuzzy. In 1966, Roger Miller, you know, dang me, Roger Miller, had his own TV show. It debuted on this day in 1966. And I don't remember. It was probably on ABC, I'm guessing. I don't know. I wasn't watching it. But over on NBC, on the exact same day that Roger Miller was trying to get everyone to watch his brand new TV show, 59 years ago today, the Monkees debuted.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. To do. We don't have time to get restless. There's always something new. Over your shoulder, guess who'll be standing there?
Squandered. They got us outnumbered. They better hope they don't upset us. The last time we were down for the count, we conquered. Remember the last time the ride got started? One took it on the chin and his brains got parted. And his head was bashed in and he was easily outsmarted. Broken hearted down in Last Hope. Mama raised me to say yes, ma'am. Your mama raised you not to be afraid. But things can get scary down in Birmingham. But our good manners start to slip away. Matters come handy when the rest is well earned. And your privates ain't private and there's so much to learn. Walking around in circles or caught up in the ropes, wrestling with your demons down in Last Hope. I'm a stickler for taking from all my mistakes, not repeating the same ones I've already made. Tired of making payments on debts already paid. Broken, afraid, down in Last Hope. Friend, it only ends if we let it. Nothing left to lose yet, consumed with fear. Our best case scenario is trying to forget it. The last man standing buys the beer. The last man standing buys the beer. Learn to live with this to kill us in the end.
No, Bone and Drag, baby.
No, it's no, it's Viva Hate.
No, I look.
It's on Bone and Drag because it was a single. But off. It's the sixth track on Viva Hate.
It's on Viva Hate too? Because I looked Suedehead, for it the other day.
Yeah, it's on there. But it's on Bone and Drag. It's Bone and Drag's collection of all his singles after the first couple.
I don't think it's on Viva Hate, man. We'll have to look when I get home.
I bet you $5.
I'd no, swear. I'll take that bet.
Okay, it's on there. One, two. Oh,
hello,
soda.
Yeah.
He's got a mouthful of cookies. Left for dead. One, two, one, woo! Young boy done me bad, went and did you wrong. Young boy done me bad, I went and did you wrong. Yeah. Barbara Manning wrapping up that set of music with Big Eye. I should say her version of Big Eye. Penned by John Langford. And before that, Ryan Adams. To be young is to be sad, is to be high from the Heartbreaker album. And the little conversation before that was Ryan talking with David Rawlings. I always just kind of enjoyed that on that album where they're arguing over Morrissey songs. Lemonheads gave us My Drug Buddy. From the It's a Shame About Ray album. Some brand new, I say brand new, it's almost a year old now, but, well, it's not even quite that. Maybe let's give it 8 or 9 months. But Patterson Hood from the Drive-By Truckers from his Exploding Trees and Airplane Screams, if I could say the words. I never career in radio. Last Hope, the name of the track I played from Patterson. The Pastels doing the Mike Nesmith penned Different Drum. And speaking of Mike Nesmith, started the entire set out with some Monkees. The Monkees. With the theme from the Monkees, as that television show debuted on this day on NBC back in 1966. Hey, I gotta ask you, if you have a 3-year-old kid, just if you do, would you seat them on a windowsill? Or would you put them right next to a lit fireplace? Or on the edge of the deep end of the pool? Just, I mean, it's a yes, no question. You don't have to call me about it. Just answer it in your head. Would you seat your kid in a car seat that's not correct for them? Think of that, because you know what? Car crashes are a leading killer of children under the age of 13. You can secure their future by putting them in the correct car seat. For more information, you can visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and, of course, your good friends at WRCT. Hey, speaking of Morrissey, it was on this day back in 1987 that he quit the Smiths, believe it or not. I think Johnny Marr had already left the band, so, you know, he was like, I don't know what to do. He's coming to town, I think. Pretty sure of that. Like the Benedim or something. I'm not positive. But he's coming to town sometime. From 1988, his first solo album, gave a Suede Head. It's Viva Lamont. Transmission Vamp actually wrapping up that set of music with Trash City from the Pop Art album. Before that, Yeah, went back to Fever to Tell for Maps. Fits in the Tantrums gave us Out of My League from 2013. Threw the Smugglers in there. That actually wasn't even planned. I was back in the library looking for a request, and I was in the SM trying to get towards the SPs, and I saw that, and I was playing the Morrissey at the time. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to have to play those two back-to-back. Smugglers with my Morrissey shirt, and before that, Morrissey was Suedehead from Viva Hates, because as you might have heard me mentioned, it was on this day in 1987 that Morrissey left the Smiths. I still think it's funny he has no legal means or ways to use the name The Smiths now. I think Johnny Marr somehow copyrighted all that and oops. Hey, don't forget WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza. Spack Brothers located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. Offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads. They specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They use no refined sugar in the sauce and unbleached flour in their dough. For more information, visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That is spakbrothers.com. They can request if there's something. Oh, wait, before I even tell you about that, I've been meaning to tell you about the Tower of Babel. I don't know what it is, but it was fun to listen to. It's Tuesdays at 4 here on WRCT. Now I can say, if you're thinking of a song and you want to have a request, you want to call to say hi, you want to just email me, please do at wrctrequest@gmail.com or call me, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. Tom reached out via the emails. He's like, Mockster, I don't know, a while back you played this song and it was about this thing and it was about this other thing. And do you know what song it was? And in the weird fate of the world, I do. It's Carmag DeForest is what you're thinking of. He went down to Coldwater Park from his Camino Real album.
I used to slide on the slide there. I used to swing on the swings. I climb on the jungle gym shaped like Saturn and hang upside down from the monkey rings. We'd race our stingrays across the bocce court just to make the old fogies yell. And over by the eucalyptus tree, I felt up Michelle. But tonight's gonna be the first time I'll have gone there after dark. Of all the places in LA, the man picks Coldwater Park. I told him I knew where it was, but I didn't say how well. How my family's house was just up the street before they had to sell. At the picnic table, 10 o'clock, he said, and come alone. I got there early, I parked up the block. I thought I'd check out my old home. I was looking in the kitchen window when a dog inside started to bark. So I backed off and headed down to Coldwater Park. Jungle gym that looked like Saturn isn't there no more. In its place is a 20-foot long brontosaurus. I guess kids these days aren't into outer space, but the picnic table's still the same. It's still got all of our names carved in it, plus a lot more too. I can see it in the moonlight. There's me, there's Michelle, there's Mikey Knight, the asswipe. We made him carve that there in a game of truth and dare. Asswipe, yeah, he was one too, and it's still carved there. Yeah, it's still carved there, and now it's carved in the forehead of a double-dealing narc who thought he had an easy mark. Whose body was discovered next morning in Coldwater Park.
much different now. I'd say the situation's reversed, and it'll probably not be the last time I have to be out by the first. And if I fall,
short set of music to get us to the top of the hour from 1988, Grant Hart of Husker Du fame with 2541. Man, it's a song about the first apartment the band got together. It's if you were listening closely. Before that, caller called in and said, hey, Moxter, what about something off of Nebraska? Like, of course, some Bruce Springsteen, Nebraska. Probably, for the longest time, one of my favorite Bruce Springsteen albums. And then he put out, like, The Ghost of Tom Joad and some other really good stuff. I mean, it's not like he didn't have good stuff in between there and all that. But anyway, Johnny 99 by request from the boss. And then Tom reached out via the emails at wrctrequest@gmail.com and passively requested Carmag DeForest from his El Camino Real album, which came out about 21 years ago with a Cold Water Park. More than happy to play that. We're wrapping up an encore edition, if it happens to be a pre-recorded show or a show that's, I mean, it's live, but if I'm recording it and airing it another time, but if it is Friday, September 12th of 2025, this is a live show. We have more Viva La Mock coming to you for two more hours. So stay tuned. WRCT Pittsburgh.